Isaiah 11:1 through 12:6. Devotional focus verse. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Isaiah 12:3. There was no running water on the farm where I grew up. For our drinking water, we had to walk about 5 blocks to a water pump to fill our buckets and then walk back home. My brother and I often complained about having to make that trip several times a day. We really did not understand why we could not drink from the well in our front yard. Our parents explained to us that when that well was dug, whoever had dug it did not dig down deep enough to reach a level where the water was pure. Although the water it produced was used to do the washing and also for livestock, we could not drink it. As Christians, we have a well of salvation from which we can draw. The source is God, and the water is pure. It can quench any thirst of the soul that you and I might have. In a world of instant gratification, we can hardly imagine having to take a 10-minute walk to get water to quench our thirst. Spiritually speaking, we do not need to. The well of salvation has water that we can access any time of the day or night. The drawing process brings us joy, for when we obtain water from this well, we are spiritually refreshed, energized, and satisfied. We drew water out of the well in our yard by lowering a bucket into the unseen depths, letting it fill, and then pulling it back up. The well that was 5 blocks away had a pump, so we could not see the water when we pumped it, but we got the same results. It is similar to our spiritual well. Though we may not see this water, it is there, and we can draw from it by the bucketfuls. Remember, the Lord is waiting for us to dip into this well of blessings and unspeakable depth and quench our spiritual thirst. His supply is unlimited, and He offers it to each one of us. Background information. Jesse, referred to in verse 1, was David's father. Even though the family tree of King David would appear to be cut down, leaving only a stump, Isaiah prophesied that a stem would grow out of the root and become the one who would judge with true righteousness. The power of Messiah would be absolute. He would slay the wicked with His breath. Righteousness and faithfulness would control His thoughts and actions. Isaiah saw the millennial reign, the time when Jesus will sit on the throne of David. Isaiah's words held great promise for the people of Israel, and they still hold that promise for God's people today. He describes the Messiah's kingdom, which will be characterized by peace and harmony throughout all creation. The predatory animals such as the wolf, leopard, lion, and bear will not harm the more defenseless lamb, kid, calf, cow, and ox. This peace will not only exist between animals, but will also extend to relations between animals and man. Even the snake, cockatrice, will not harm a small child. This peace will be the result of the fact that the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord. The creation will return to a state closer to God's original creation. In verse 10, the Messiah is again referred to as a root of Jesse. He will stand for an ensign, banner, of the people. The Hebrew word Amalek, translated people, normally referred to the Jewish people. But Isaiah said the Gentiles would seek the Messiah's banner also. Messiah's rest, or resting place, will be glorious. A second time, God will bring the Jewish people back to the promised land from every direction. The northeast, Assyria, the southwest, Egypt and Pathros, which was Upper Egypt, Africa, Cush was Ethiopia, the Persian Gulf, Elam was near Shinar, or Babylon, and northern Syria, Hamath. The islands of the sea referred to any areas beyond the ones mentioned. The Lord will remove the physical barriers of the Red Sea, and the Euphrates River so the Jews can return. The divisions between the Jewish tribes that existed in Isaiah's time will be wiped away. The shoulders of the Philistines referred to a low range of foothills between Philistia and the mountains west of Judah. This verse indicated that the reunited Jewish nation will expand its influence in all directions. The six verses in chapter 12 were Isaiah's song of praise to God, exhorting the people who will witness these things to praise the Lord. These verses also act as a reminder today to those who witness God's love, care, and power in their lives to praise the Lord, call upon His name, declare His doings among the people, make mention that His name is exalted. God's anger at Israel's backsliding will be replaced by His comfort. Isaiah boldly claimed, "God is my salvation." He amplified this truth in the next sentence. "The Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation." God is able to supply every need, physical, emotional, and spiritual. Isaiah concluded by noting how close God is. "Great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee." Isaiah had prophesied in chapter 7, verse 14, that the son of the virgin would be called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. In today's chapters, he rejoiced because he saw ahead to the time when God will physically dwell on the earth. Conclusion. God can give you a drink from His well of salvation today. We can trust Him to keep His promises for today and for the future also.